A recent shooting in Ybor City drew national attention to gun violence and how it threatens the lives of young people. This week, Health News Florida is exploring the impact of youth gun violence in a special series. Today, we focus on the growing number of children in Florida getting arrested on gun charges. Some groups around the state are trying to help those kids turn their lives around. Stephanie Colombini reports on one program in Hillsborough County that's taking a public health approach to curbing crime.
Damari was scared. Crime is high in his East Tampa neighborhood, and he says men hanging by the bus stop would harass him on his way to and from high school. The 16-year-old says he started carrying a loaded handgun with him everywhere he went.
Because I knew, like, if nobody else could protect me, then I could protect myself. If nobody else was going to be there at that time, then I would have my back.
Then Damari got caught with a gun at school in January. Police say he hadn't threatened anyone with it. They arrested him and charged him with felony possession of a firearm on school property. Damari spent 21 days in a juvenile detention center and couldn't go back to finish his sophomore year.
I mean, it was scary. I didn't know what was going to happen in my life because, you know, I was in, like, college classes and advanced classes and everything.
We're not using Damari's last name because he fears that would harm future job opportunities. Had he shot someone, the state attorney might have transferred him to adult court where punishment is much worse. But instead, the prosecutor, public defender, and judge agreed. They'd offer him a second chance. First, he had to complete a program. 8 teenage boys shuffle into a rec center in Tampa one evening after wrapping up a game of basketball outside.
Hey, phones up.
They plop down at desks and begrudgingly put away their cell phones at their supervisor's request.
I know every couple of Thursdays we have some gentlemen in to come give us some guidance and some wisdom.
This is the Youth Gun Offender Program. Teens like Damari are court-ordered to be here. A group called Safe and Sound Hillsborough used about $100,000 in county funds to launch the program about a year ago. Executive Director Freddie Barton says it's about preventing gun violence.
Unfortunately, we saw a sharp increase in the number of kids being arrested on gun-related crimes.
Americans have been buying guns at record high levels, and that's increased the risk of weapons falling into the wrong hands. More than 1,700 kids were arrested in Florida for possessing a weapon or firearm in the year leading up to July 2022. The Department of Juvenile Justice reports that's a 44% increase from the year before. Black males were disproportionately affected. Some kids, like Damari, take guns from home. Others steal them from unlocked cars. Barton's program mostly focuses on kids who've been carrying guns but haven't hurt anybody with them yet.
We hear the people say, oh, you know, these are just bad kids. No, these kids are making bad decisions. And everyone can have an opportunity to change their stars and change their life. And so that's why we're trying to work with them as early as possible.
Teens attend the program for 6 months and then are monitored for another 6. They go to funeral homes and hospital trauma centers to glimpse at the horrors gun violence can cause. And on this evening at the rec center, they received a visit from men who'd killed people with guns.
Do me a favor, repeat this. 39 years and 2 days.
That's how long James Cobon spent in prison for murder. He's 61 now and has been out on parole for just over a year.
There's 5 generations so far. There's 5 generations of people that have been affected by what I did.
Barton explains gun violence often stems from underlying issues like family trauma or money problems. So participants in his program get anger management counseling and can get referred to other mental health services. Mentors help them continue their education and connect them with job opportunities.
So we look at all of the things that could possibly cause someone to fall down, and we address those things. And that's the public health approach of working with these kids here.
Guiding the group most evenings is Thaddeus Wright. The boys call him Mr. Thaddeus.
They're looking for someone to relate to them. They're looking for someone to show an interest because a lot of them feel that no one cares about what they think or what they want.
The former Marine came out of retirement to manage the program. It's a job that extends well past the few hours kids spend there each evening. Wright drives kids to and from the center, and if they need a ride to, say, a court hearing or therapy appointment, he'll help if he can. He teaches them how to do things like tie a tie or change a tire, and once in a while he'll take them out bowling or to the movies.
Because a lot of these kids don't have positive male role models in their lives, 95% of the kids that come in when I do the orientation, they come in with their mothers or grandmothers. So we try to fill that void as best we can.
The extra support can be a huge help for parents like Damari's mom, Dee. We're also not using her last name to protect his identity. She says dealing with Damari's arrest in the court system was really stressful.
Because I'm working a full-time job, I have another child, I was going to school at that time, so it was just like, how in the world am I going to be getting this kid to and from this program that's court-ordered so that he can complete it?
Dee says she saw Damari transform over the 6 months he spent in the program. He'd come home talking about career advice he'd received or community service he enjoyed doing. In September, a judge dismissed Damari's case.
This is a second chance for him to have a clean slate to be able to live a full-fledged life.
In its first year, Hillsborough's Youth Gun Offender Program served 36 kids. Damari is one of 16 who successfully completed it. Others are still enrolled, while four were discharged for getting in trouble again. It's too soon to tell whether that will stick, but studies show diversion programs like this are usually more effective at keeping kids from reoffending than traditional punishment, and they're cheaper to run. Safe and Sound plans to partner with researchers to examine whether the program also improves families' well-being.
Put the branches in hand.
Damari's 17 now and in the monitoring phase of the program. He spent the last few months preparing to take the GED exam and helping his mom with the community garden she runs in Tampa.
Help out more with like the labor stuff than actually doing the little seeds. So like watering and then building these beds, that's what I build.
He picked vines from the fence one recent afternoon and reflected on what's changed since his arrest. Damari says he understands how reckless it was to walk around with a loaded gun. And he feels more comfortable turning to adults like his mom or Mr. Thaddeus for help. This month, Damari earned his high school diploma. He hopes to attend trade school and pursue a career in HVAC or as an electrician. And he'd like to stay connected with the program and maybe mentor other kids one day.
I just wish people would stay out of trouble, make it a better community, try to make your community the best community.
Damari's life isn't panning out the way he expected it to a year ago, but he plans to make the most of his second chance. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.
This story is part of Health News Florida's special series, Growing Up with Guns. It explores the harms guns can have on kids and their communities. You can learn more at WUSF.org.